It's time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a program that really shows cattle producers care about their animals and they do the right thing. Beef Quality Assurance. Heather, give us an update on BQA.
Yes, the Beef Quality Assurance Program continues to grow significantly with more than 100,000 cattle producers now certified through its online learning system at BQA.org. It's estimated 85% of the U.S. fed beef supply are now touched by BQA certified organizations. But I think it's important to remind producers that the Beef Checkoff BQA program is a nationally coordinated, state implemented program that provides systematic information to U.S. beef producers and beef consumers of how common sense husbandry practices can be coupled with science to raise cattle under optimum management and environmental conditions. The bottom line, it's about taking pride in the beef we produce and helping beef consumers feel more confident and trust the beef that they are buying.
To learn more about BQA, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, sustainability is a well-known topic of conversation around modern food production and agriculture. However, the nation's pork producers have been involved in that discussion for some time with their national We Care program. National Pork Producers CEO Bill Even says it's something important to pork producers across the country.
The We Care program has been in place now for 12 years in the U.S. pork industry. It's a list of six principles that all pork producers aspire to. And it's things related to sustainability, animal welfare, public health, being active in your community, things of those nature. With people worried about sustainability today and what's that intersection of sustainability, health, and nutrition, the pork industry is really proud to have well over a decade of work in this area.
In other news, pork now has its own entrant into the fake meat market. Even says fake pork will never be close to the real thing in terms of taste and nutrition.
Number one, pork is the most widely consumed animal protein in the world. Far and away, more pork is eaten around the world than chicken or beef. When you're in the king of the mountain, so to speak, as the number one protein supplier, it's to be expected that you're going to attract competitors, and the pork industry has. The other thing that's important to note is people want protein. People are hungry and they're looking for protein in their diet, and they're looking for protein that comes from generally from meat.
Again, Bill Even is the CEO of the National Pork Board. Well, fresh off a phase one trade deal with China, U.S. President Donald Trump has his sights set on a new deal with the European Union. President wants to restructure the over $1 trillion in U.S. trade relationships with the European Union. Reuters says that's already raising the specter of another major trade war as the global economy is slowing. Trump has long complained that the EU position on trade is worse than China's, Trump says. Europe has been treating us very badly. Over the last 10 to 12 years, there's been a tremendous deficit with Europe. They have incredible trade barriers, so we're going to be starting with that, said Trump. Meanwhile, EU officials say they're willing to work with the U.S. president to address some of the challenges in that relationship. A German conservative lawmaker tells Reuters that Trump needs to remember the EU and the U.S. are evenly matched in the economic realm and that they will defend themselves if the need arises. EU officials say, we will respond to U.S. tariffs and we know how to structure them to be effective. Reuters says there may be a mini deal like the Phase 1 agreement signed with China. However, that likely won't solve the main issue that would allow both sides to declare a truce. Well, don't forget to visit your FSA County office soon if you're interested in enrolling in either the agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage programs, the Conservation Reserve Program, or any other FSA program. That deadline's coming up on February the 28th for the first general sign-up of the Conservation Reserve Program since 2016. The deadline to enroll in ARC and PLC is March 16th, 2020, but we always recommend you contact your FSA County office to set up an appointment and begin that enrollment process now. You've got farm news on Ron.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.